Anyone who isn't an imbecile or mentally disturbed has figured out that COVID-19 is the biggest fraud of our lifetime. Several nations figured this out months ago and have mandated the life-saving ivermectin protocol with consistently outstanding results. Multiple countries distributed packets to all of their citizens with everything they need to survive the asymptomatic virus with an already 99% survival rate, known as SARS-CoV-2. Denmark, Sweden, and Norway have completely reopened and are ready to accept life with this novel asymptomatic virus with a 99% survival rate. And Japan is moving on as well. But not Australia, not the UK, not Canada, and certainly not the USA, where today's global currency is being printed by the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system, the spearhead of this great reset. Only nations with vibrant free markets and cultures that still value independent freedoms are being targeted by the globalist elite, who instruct their loyal minions to push endless deadly experimental injections and denounce any and all life-saving solutions, such as ivermectin, vitamin C, and even natural immunity. They want death because they want to mandate a vaccine. They want to mandate a vaccine because they want a social credit score. And they want a social credit score because they are planning on resetting the global currency to the digital blockchain. What millions of people in these Western nations under attack would call the mark of the beast, known today as the Chinese social credit system, wherein each citizen is completely reliant upon the government. Absolute tyranny. There is no global pandemic, and the only virus that threatens humanity is the big banks, their offshoots, and whomever or whatever they serve. This is quite simply the parasitic top of the global pyramid feeding off all of humanity. A former Vatican Bank president has recently warned that the COVID pandemic is nothing but a fraud to bring in the Great Reset. We reported that this was the case back in March of 2020 because it's happened before, and now, unless we stop them, it's going to happen again. Biden's nominee for comptroller of the currency, Sally Omarova, is a proud communist who wants to end banking as we know it. The worldwide banking cartel, who gets rich off the fractional reserve banking scam and by charging interest on loaning people their own resources, has no problem exterminating anyone opposed to their Great Reset agenda. To the big banks, we are all livestock, chattel. This is greed on its most realized level. They are passing laws to restrict travel and to seize private property. Police and military, not willing to go along, are being forced out via vaccine mandates. And nurses not going along are being replaced by the military. The system has already been hijacked. No one is coming to save you. The only way out of this mess without losing everything that's worth fighting for is for humanity to stand up and say no. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.